short and gives the call sign a couple of times, he'll be able to make the contact, even though he's not running that much power or that big of an antenna. Okay, back to you there, Alan. KB1HSA and the Marconi net, KB2IXT.
KB2IXT, KB1HSA. Very good.
Yeah, that's
commendable. That's something that you need to do. When situations are currently getting very noisy, and whomever is doing whatever. But that's patience. Yeah, that's a sign of a good amateur. He definitely wants to get in to a particular net and have a conversation, and you have to kind of play around with the telephone pole as the game was. But, it's ironic that it needs to persist. It really is. I quite honestly don't understand the reasoning behind it, but it's one of the things you need to deal with and just get around, as far as that is concerned, trying to talk over the noise and stuff like that, but you deal with it and you get around it, that's just the way it goes. But anyway, I did hear that station. He sounded pretty good, running 100 watts, I believe he said. It's about a 5 and 7, 5 and 6 over here in Massachusetts. So if that station's got a copy on me, I'm pretty sure he does. You're doing a nice job up this way. Just slightly noisy conditions this evening. Very common, 75 meters. Obviously, play your cards right. You get right in between most of the noise, and there'll be no problem picking you up, I'm sure. KB2IXT and the group, KB1HSA.
Come on, asshole.
1WKP.
Okay, very good. Very good there, Alan. KB1HSA, KB2IXT, and the Marconi net returning. Well, I spent, and I'm not saying that you totally abandoned 75 meters. Never. Never. Because there's a lot of people on the general portion of the band. You want to talk to a regional Northeast audience, and you want to have the best radio net on radio. So that means a presence on 75 meters. I was on 10 meters, though, today, making a bunch of contacts. And what was remarkable to me
your buddy
is
there
just how clear it was.
He just talked right
meters.
Over you. He don't give a shit about you.
Similar experiences on all the other bands, with the exception of 75 meters. Now, what this tells you is a couple of things.
Come on, this frequency.
First, he tells you is the problem is not the new operators.
Don't talk to him. He's a
primarily had in this section of the band that I was in. New operators. Every one of them was first class, very professional, very decent. Didn't hear any kind of problems of any kind. Heard everybody identifying properly. Didn't hear any jamming at all. I never hear any on 10. That tells you that the problem is with people that have been on for a while before the code requirement was changed. And I'm sure the independent investigation. I'm sure that those were people that are. That were found, and the I's were dotted, and the T's were crossed on that, with a variety of good information. But those people were people that have advanced and extra class licenses. So, and the other thing is, 75 meters, always been a problematic band, always had its share of illness. However, there are great groups and great people on this band, which is a good reason not to write it off. And, the power situation, the amplifier system means to an end. It's an ability to communicate where you otherwise would not be able to. So I tell new people, don't give up on 75 meters. Don't give up on a popular net. Don't let other people make your choices for you by their bullying and their jamming. I think those are important things. I'm trying to succinctly put it, trying to say it as best I can. You will have much more fun on the other bands. However, by necessity, if you want to talk regionally and you want to reach the largest audience in the Northeast, then you want to be on 75 meters.
You are the bully.
You're enjoying a great
and a lot of big
people like that kick your ass.
Participate with the fine stations of the Marconi Net.
You're the bully, Freddie.
You join us.
You're the bully. You're making everybody else sound like a bully, but you're the one. You're the goddamn troublemaker.
Any high-profile group is going to have its share of detractors. So big deal. Who cares? They're not part of the group, so who cares? If you can do a better net, or if you can do something better, or your concept of radio is different than mine, go down the band, or up the band, as it were, and do it. But do not think for 1 minute that you're going to jam and get away with it, or that jamming is legitimate. Don't think that, because it could be very costly for you. Okay, I think WKP has made it back in here, so let's send it to him, Alan. W1WKP, and this time let's get your first name here, and I guess you increased power, and you're running a different radio and a different amp. So W1WKP, this is Fred, Kilowatt Bravo 2, India X-Ray Tango, and all the fine stations of the Marconi Net.
W1WKP, still here. Still only transmitting 100 watts. Well, one more quick change that I will do. Sorry for the not giving the name. Julia Oscar Hotel Nancy. My name is John, and I'm located in Southern Connecticut in Milford. And got a good copy on everybody so far. Pretty good here. Not putting out much power. I got a resonant antenna up about 40 feet, and just wondering, you know, how you guys hear me.
Okay, and Alan, take a look at the strongest signal on 3860 and see how that signal corresponds to the other stuff you were hearing earlier tonight. John, what are you running there for a station?
This is an original 706. It's not the Mark K2G. It's just the original 706. Going through a tuner, I'm not quite resonant. I'm more like, you know, 3.8, but not, you know, I'm not too far off. With just 100 watts. But I'm going to change it. I want to switch back to my 756, which I have the relay output to. I got an SB200, which should give you about 600 watts. And that's what I'm going to change to, which I didn't do quite yet, which I asked, you know, before. And that's it. Just been hanging out listening, and decided to check in once the noise level calmed down a little bit. W1WKP, back to net control.
Yeah, and one of the guys here made a direct reference to the words that were used here during the jamming spree, so, similar signal. Commenting about the jamming elsewhere after it ended, similar characteristics. Might there be a connection there? Maybe, just maybe. No, it's just a coincidence that, you know, he used the same words and he's got the same signal. Okay. Yeah, thanks very much, John. Well, you're sounding good with that radio. You don't have to run the latest or the greatest on this radio net. But again, what we like to do is bring up some topics and make people feel comfortable. And when it's noisy, just operate through it as best you can. Check out our website. It's www.yahoo.com. Go to Yahoo Groups. Type in the words Marconi-net, and you can be a part of our website that promotes the radio net, and it's of, by, and for the members. So I'd like to see if we've got some more stations tonight to join us. Any other stations for the Marconi net? This is Kilowatt Bravo 2, India X-Ray Tango.
K88MX. Yeah, I'm still in here, Fred. This is Steve, K82EXB.
Oh, I called you about 7 times, and each time you weren't there. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah, we have a good band condition tonight. It's real quiet. And it's a beautiful night. We got the door wide open, the garage door wide open, the windows wide open. We're sitting here staring up at the stars. And
back in a minute.
Work on the tower today. I had it another 10 feet or so. So probably with the motorized tower there. I think I told you I have the easy way. Motorized, and you push the button and it cranks it up and down, and then you can fold it over. It's pretty nice, but when it's all in the wintertime, when it's fully extended, it's sort of a scary thing. So I crank it down a little bit. It makes me feel a little better. And now we got it up at night. We're going to hack it. And of course, I got the inverted V's for this band on that. I pulled them up a little tighter. So I don't know if my signal's going up or remain the same or going down, but hopefully you're hearing me there, Fred. We're running 100 watts from the TS-2000, so 6 months old. So good to hear you in there, and we'll pass it back to you. KB2IXT in the Marconi net. This is KA2EXB.
Oh, I have no problem hearing you. There's some nights when you need to run the amplifier because it's noisy or the band is, not favoring the local signals, but not tonight. I got to find out about a telescoping mast. Somebody is wondering about Rhone's 50-foot telescoping mast and where you can get that and if Rhone still makes it and all that other stuff. But you mentioned a crank-up tower, which is real neat. But anyway, if you know about that, next go-around we'll bring that up. Anybody else tonight for the Marconi net here at a little after 10:30? KB2IXT. Yeah, Jim, KB8MNU, good evening. Go ahead.
KB2IXT, I'm fine, group KB8MNU. Fred, I'll tell you, I've listened here for just a little while here, and I'm on the KB1HSA booming signal. Fred, you're booming in here too. Both of you are like 35 over. And I did hear the kinetic station. I think it was W1WKT. Great signal. Good shape here. We had thunderstorms earlier, so I couldn't get on, and static crashes are all gone. And I'm sitting down here and settled down. Waiting to have a good time on the radio tonight. Fred, I haven't been in there long, but signals are really sounding good. So I'll turn it back to you, and I'll be listening on, and we'll continue with a good net tonight. KB2IXT in the fine group, KB8MNU.
And we talked about a lot of things and brought up a lot of topics in the first hour, but good to hear you in here tonight. Marconi RadioNet brought up about Hayward being at a yacht race. You know, meanwhile, the oil is still leaking. Talked about that. Talked a little about the 10-meter band opening. So there were a bunch of things tonight. Anybody else tonight for the Marconi net? Come now. All right, nothing heard. Philip, N1OKM, back to you.
Always back to me. I've been hearing everybody. Been hearing even KB8MNU out there. I can hear them pretty good too. We've been doing some good stuff here tonight. I'm trying to think what else. I guess Randy doesn't want to come on the air tonight, so oh well. He would have fun with it. Anyways, let me think what else here. I'm hoping my signal is all right now. I was adjusting. I think my VFO likes to drift a little while. It's still, even though it's been warmed up for a while. So the VFO should be pretty much on frequency. So this is N1OKM. Back to you, Fred.
Yeah, you're 30 over S9, and you're right on frequency. Talk about the Skype again. You made an earlier comment about that.
I have it. I have it in my system. I have it running. One of the things is, though, because, like I said, I used Trillian for most of my instant messaging already. I had to install Skype so that Trillian can actually use Skype as well. So I got everything, basically runs everything into literally one program, which is really nice. That's why I've always liked Trillian ever since it came out. Even though it had a few issues when it first came out because Yahoo didn't like it, but they couldn't stop it. But Skype is pretty good. I don't have too many people to talk to on it yet, but I do have it up and running. And so if anybody needs me, I can always post my Skype ID if they want it. N1OKM.
Right, but more to the point in specific and making it more accessible here for the average person. So now, can we set this up so that it's a group talk, but it's selective in terms of how we control access? In other words, we certainly wouldn't want the jammer logging into it. Go ahead.
I haven't played around with it too much, even though, like I said, I do have it running. You can, you know, once you add contact, and then you can start a conversation up, and unless they're part of the contact group, I don't think you can, I don't think they'd be able to come in. Like I said, I'm learning about it. I haven't really used it that much yet, but I am learning how to use it myself. I'll have to read the help stuff just to find out. But from what it looks like, I can choose a conversation. I could, you know, I could start a, once I get more contacts, I could start a conversation. And it looks like there are group settings, so you can set up groups to talk. Oh, it looks like almost like the old internet relay chat channels. And once you got, you know, a certain amount of people in there, you can set it up for invite only or something like that. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, this is the Marconi net, by the way, in Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango. Well, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to get on the air with you and set up another, like a boom mic headset or something on one ear. And see how much of a delay there is, and try it out. But we want to get that thing going before too long, before the end of September. Hopefully a lot sooner than that, anyway. All right, anybody else tonight for the Marconi Net, if you'd like to join us? It's also Swap and Shop on Saturday night. I mentioned some items from QRZ, but, you know, you can certainly add some more as well. Anybody else for the Marconi Net, if you'd like to check in? KB2IXT, standing by. Okay, nothing heard. Marconi Net is a nightly discussion group, more stimulating talk radio. You pick the topics. I mean, I often give you a couple. I also do Today in History. But I'm just the interlocutor. I'm just the moderator of the group here. NAPCO, KB2IXT, and the fine stations of the Marconi Net.
KB2IXT, NAPCO here. I heard my good friend Jim there, TV8MNU, sounded good up this way, Jim, and yeah, we had those thunderstorms last night, and they were nasty for real, you don't need them, but I'm glad to see you there, sounding good. For Alan there, the name is Tom, not Mike, it's Tango Oscar Marion. If you didn't know what I'm running a Kenwood TS-2000, firing it to a T-tip FB-221, which is a legal output amp fire there, and through a tuner into a dipole that's cut for 160 meters there. So you're still got an excellent station, and everybody's sounding good. And I also welcome Eric out there. I did hear him in there, and I agree with your advice there, Fred, that telling him don't listen to people up there. That one guy is up in Michigan, and he's just mad because the best part of Michigan's underwater. That's what we see here in Ohio. And so far everything's been real good, and this amp's holding up real good there. And I'm glad of it. That's what I did there, Jim. I can run 1,500 now if I want to put her all the way up there. Right now I got her at about 1,100. That's good enough. Let the tubes just loaf around. There's still the Emmett 3500Gs, and it's a pair of them. It's the original tubes there, and these tubes still be good. So with that there, Fred, I'll hand it back to you, and we'll find my phone then. KB2IXT,
NAPCO in the group. NAPCO and the Marconi Net, KB2IXT, it made a big, big quantum, huge difference, that amplifier from the other one. And, you know, it's going to be dynamite in the wintertime. You know how the band changes in the wintertime, and you're the dominant station on here, along with my friend down in DeLand, Florida, K4HXY, Jim. So, We have a good net, 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, every year. Quality people, good conversation on the Marconi net, and all you need is a general class license or above, and to properly identify to participate in this fine group. Yeah, I did some work on amplifiers. I worked on an SB200. I worked on an SB220 and an Ameritron A11H amplifier that we picked up. It wasn't necessarily dead on arrival, but it needed some work. I actually went out to Ohio to get that amplifier. And, you know, maybe it wasn't the best thing to drive all the way out there. I saw some other people while I was out there. But it was better to get the thing and get it back rather than have the guy ship it and not quite ship it correctly. Have some problems. The heavy amplifier, you know. All right. We are going to send it around to some of the other stations in here. And one of them is Alan in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. Thanks for all you do for amateur radio. KB1HSA, KB2IXT.
KB2IXT and the group, KB1HSA. Thank you, Fred. First and foremost, Tom, my deepest apologies. I've got four track scopes going in front of me here that are giving me names and digits. I'm looking at them, looking at the watt meter, looking at the rig, writing it down, the track info I need, and obviously forgetting who I'm talking about. Excellent, Tom. Really, sound great. Big change. I was curious. The 2000 is doing a nice job for you, so is that amp. Really, really nice out this way. Excellent signal. Sounds really, really good. Major difference, leaps and bounds. Above previous, that's for sure. That's a nice amp. Doing a good job for you. And speaking of amps, that 811H, excuse me, Fred, and you were talking about, that's the workhorse. That's the workhorse for Ameritron. It really is. That's a very popular 800-watt amplifier. A lot of CW operators run that particular one. It's a nice amp. It's very durable. It can withstand quite a bit. It's a real workhorse. It really is. I had one for a while. Actually, I still have it. Speaking of devil, I just haven't used it in a couple of years. Now, though, I needed to work up the station a bit more, so along came the AL82, full legal, so that does a real nice job for me, which actually I'm running right now, so I'm up around 1,100, 1,200, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah, right around there. But anyway, I wanted Tom to know that I have a tendency to have a dozen different things going on here at the same time for benefiting the net. Like I say, I'm getting names on my screen. I'm getting all kinds of stuff that I gotta write down, which is probably the reason why I was calling you Mike. Anyway, sound good, Tom. KB2IXT and the group. Back to net control, KB1HSA.
Yeah, very good. Well, they think they can hide under a cloak of anonymity. They think that they can operate with impunity with this jamming that goes on. But no, you can't. And no, you won't. And people that aren't even connected to my group are going to see to that. They're going to get you hogtied, basically. So that's great, as far as I'm concerned, because that has no place on amateur radio. I don't care what you think of me or this net. You can think whatever you want about me. When you start jamming or encouraging people to jam, and that's what that one sheriff of Nottingham up the band has been doing. That guy encourages people to jam the Marconi net. He's been heard on the air saying that. Stupid. It's a stupid thing for him to do, because it makes him a target. You think the guy is involved, and rightly so. So I guess he wants scrutiny. I guess that's what he wants. Otherwise, he wouldn't be running his mouth so recklessly like that. John, W1WKP, over to you. You're gonna give us a call with the new station. I think thought that was the purpose of the contact here, was that you wanted to try another station there. W1WKP, KB2IXT in the Marconi net.
Yes, sir. W1WKP, I'm here. I just transferred over, and do you see a difference? Does it sound any better? Different radio, different, I got an amp in line, and hopefully the signal should be better than the last transmission. Back to you, Fred. W1WKP.
Well, the first station was about 15, averaging about 15 over S9. Very nice sounding audio. It's hard to compare the audio with this because it's been a while since you made the switch. This also has very nice sounding audio, but now you're more like 25 over to 30 over. Basically, 30 over is what you are with this station. So, yes, there is an increase. Yes, it is audible, and yes, it is visible. And it's a much stronger signal from you. So sounding good. And the other station was not doing bad as well either. But sometimes you need a little extra power. So sounding good. Now, what were the two stations? The first one was a 706. What's this one?
This is a 756, the original version. This is a remote station for me, really. It was actually my mom's house. I live a couple towns away, but I'm in an apartment, so I can't have this. You know, basically my old man set up. He passed away 6 years ago, and I can't have big antennas at my where I live. So down here, I'm here once in a while, and I remotely control this by my computer, which is a totally different sound. We'll do this another day. And more land here. So I operate everything here on HF at my apartment. I do more like, you know, VHF, UHF. I get into the satellites a lot. Smaller antennas, I can get away with it there. But down here, hey, I'm going to mess with the HF a little bit. I never have. I've been more up there messing with the satellites and stuff. So I've been listening for a little while, just trying to learn what the HF band does here, and, you know, figured I'd get on the air tonight and check out the Marconi net. I've been listening to it. Everybody sounds like really nice people here, and figured I'd check in and check everything out. Back to you, Fred. W1WKP.
Well, we are very nice people here on this radio net, despite all the... all the mischaracterizations and the gross distortions and the exaggerations and the hate and discontent that other people try to stir up. When you actually evaluate it on its merits and listen to this net for a month and join us, you find it's an excellent group. Well-managed, popular, a lot of good topics. Yeah, your mother's house. Don't mention that on the air. I'll tell you why. If you live at your mother's house or you have a ham station at your parents' house, or your parents are infirmed and you're taking care of them and you're still at home with that, helping them out, you'll never hear the end of it from some of these stalkers on the air. So just a word to the wise, I wouldn't mention that the ham station is at your mom's house. Sorry to hear about the passing of your father, who was also into amateur radio, and okay on the different interests because you can't, different bands of interest because you can't put a station up. Well, the next thing now is a Flex radio or one of these radios that you have with Ham Radio Deluxe and then running the station at this house through the internet. You may want to try that. You may have fast enough connections at the apartment and at your house there that you could do that. Okay, so thanks for joining us and hanging in there. Okay, let's go back to Eric now in Illinois. K9LGE, KB2IXT.
Good evening, Fred, and thank you for having me on my net. Again, the name is Eric, Angel Romeo India Charlie. We are testing an antenna that we're going to be using for field day activities this next coming weekend. Real quickly, I'm running a Kenwood 450 SAT, and
Okay, got it all, Eric. A homebrew, a homemade vertical antenna with a capacity top hat, optimized for 75 meters, and it's going to be your field day club antenna. Like to see some pictures of that, so maybe snap some, get some images to me at kb2ixt@hotmail.com in the bright sunshine tomorrow. Send me an email of what you put together there. Thanks for being patient. I know you wanted to get in here earlier and it was noisy, but I appreciate you hanging in there for us. Okay, Jim, let me send it over to you. Field day's coming up. KB8MNU, this is KB2ixt, and there's a guy all set for field day. Over to you, Jim.
KB2ixt in a great room here. KB8MNU, Northern West Virginia, and I believe this is Eric, K9LGE. Got you about 5 inches in Northern West Virginia. 100% copy. The band's in good shape tonight. And we get the same report to November 1 of AM. I think he's in Connecticut or something. Same report there. And, oh my God, Fred, Eric. What happened to Tom there? In APCO, Tom, I'll tell you what. I'm going to hire a house cleaner and send you a bill for all of the dust that's knocked out of the speaker here. Fantastic signal. 40, 45 over. I've never heard you so loud there. Great investment in that new amplifier you've got there. I understand you had to work on it, but it's putting out great. The audio quality is superb. Of course, you got that new Kenwood TS2000 there. Great combination. Don't touch a thing. I don't think you could improve on what I heard there a little while ago there. It was this coincidental. I was out in Las Vegas there last week at this time, and I went to a pawn shop. And it was a pawn shop that is on the YouTube channel called Pawn Stars. And I went in there just to see what was going on. And, it's a national or whatever, I guess a worldwide viewing channel from the History Channel, the Pawn Shop. And I went in there and I asked, do you have any ham here? Well, we got a lot of CB radios here. No, ham radio. Anyway, we were there and I don't know if anybody's watched the Pawn Star, on the History Channel there, but the old man came out, Richard Sr., and I got my picture taken with the guy. It was really a great experience there, and we had a really good time in Las Vegas. That was the highlight of it there. I don't know what to say. Hey, thanks, Aaron, conditions tonight, and Fred, I'm having fun on the radio, and that's the way it should be for everybody. KB2ixt in the flying group, KB8MNU.
Yeah, it is the Marconi Radio Net. Meets on 75 meters. More stimulating talk radio. A variety of people from all walks of life. Any other stations that would like to join us? Sign your call. KB2ixt for the Marconi Net. Looking for check-ins. Any other stations?
N1OHT.
Oh, you missed all the fun here earlier tonight. Oh, my God, it was a gas. They tried everything they could tonight, Scott, and they lost again. Over to you.
Yeah, I heard that bunch of dummies earlier. I was listening, but I knew that we would probably conquer. Because after a while, they run out of gas. You know, after all the alcohol and the drugs wear off, they have to crash. So I assume that's what happened. I reoriented the antenna, and hopefully there's any RF on the signal right now, so things should be a little bit better up here in beautiful northern New Hampshire in the White Mountains, so hopefully you're being heard, and hopefully there are others out there listening. Back to you. Kilowatt Bravo 2 in during India X-ray Tango. This is November 1 Oscar Hotel Tango.
N1OHT. Up there camping, enjoying HF al fresco with the Marconi Net, KB2ixt. You're sounding fine. No problem at all. Steve, over to you.
Victor, Echo 2.
Okay, very good. Do I got it?
You do, and then we'll pick up the other station. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, okay. You called me unaware there. I thought you forgot me because it's been a while. But I've been here through the whole thing pretty much. And this is KA2EXD. And we were thinking about going for the midnight ride on the motorcycle. The temperature is pretty warm out. It's pretty nice, and hardly any
you don't have to worry about too many cars. So I was thinking about maybe going for a little midnight cruise for an hour or so around the area. And
so much more to add. We're hanging in there.
We went over to the reason I asked you if you were hearing me is I went over to the 430, and we're on that now, and hopefully it's tuned up. And like I said, we did crank the dipole up a few more feet, the inverted feet today. So apparently you're hearing me, and we didn't have any complaints, so I didn't mess anything up. So we're hearing everybody. You know, half wave. Inverted V, I understand, like you said, a desirable thing, and that you can, once you got that, you don't have to worry about hearing anybody once you get it up there. So, I'll pass it back to you, Fred. It's enjoyable being here. I see it's the bewitching hour, and you may want to tie the ribbons on it or whatever, perform last rites or whatever you do at 11 o'clock there, Fred. It's been enjoyable. KB2IXT in the Marconi net. This is KA2EXT Albany.
No fucking way. Not tonight. Well, let's see. I got you on the list. I go to you a couple of times. You're not there, so then I stop calling you. And then you come back. So, but no, I don't forget you. I call you a couple of times. I got to keep the flow of this thing going. All right, a moonlight ride. Well, here's my idea, because I used to ride a lot. So go down Route 20, and I think it's Johnston Road. Take Johnston Road up to 85. And then take 85A over to 443, and then take Cass Hill Road. Now there's a couple of sharp turns on that road. I'm warning you, but you're up on the top of Cass Hill Road, and you have a view, and you would see this. You would see stars from every direction. You would see the outline of the Catskill Mountains. You look right down the Catskill Range, and you look all over Albany and. You know, population and all that. It's a nice little ride. A little ride in the, I'm thinking more a little ride in the country as opposed to just a short ride. Okay, we had a VE2 that wanted to join us tonight. So give us your full call and join us tonight here on the Marconi Net, VE2 station. When I didn't get the rest of your call, this is Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango. Go ahead.
KB2, evening, in the group. KB2, Romeo, Golf. Director 2, Romeo, Whiskey Golf. Mobile Whiskey 2, I believe, here. I'm in Vermont. You are currently. Hopefully, I'm making the. I feel okay. I'm going to say, hopefully, I'm making the repeater. Name is Pierre. Pierre, Papa India, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Echo. And we're in Newport. Beautiful day down here.
You, I'm currently using IC 7000.
And talking about Marconi, oh yes, I did find you that one. I remember going to work in TMR. I was getting my train there in the TMR, and there it is, there it was. And then my train goes there. Okay. No wonder. Alright, yeah, I definitely did. This is my second time. Back to you, and third of all, KB2, IXT. VE2, Romeo, Whiskey Golf.
Okay, Newport. So is this, are you mobile? Because I heard you say lack of connections. Are you mobile or are you fixed?
Sorry, I am definitely mobile.
Wow. Well, nice to hear you on 75, and thank you for the compliments on the audio. Yeah, this is a great group. It is the Barconi Radio Net, and your signal is pretty solid here, actually, tonight, even though there's some static. There's great people on this net. It's a well-run net, a well-managed one. It meets on a regular basis. It's a popular group, so feel free to join us anytime. And you'll hear people from all walks of life, all license classes, general and above, all different ages. The thing that we love is great radio and great conversation here. Any other stations tonight, please come now. All right, nothing heard. A little after 11 o'clock, Marconi net on 75 meters with Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango. I'm going to go back to Scott and ask him how your day went up there. What did you do today? It was just beautiful. Gorgeous, low humidity. Just a sky full of sun and just perfect day. N10HT, over to you.
KB2IXT, N10HT, and the Marconi net. The Marconi net that will never go away. So those people can lump it, okay? Those parasites, they can all lump it, including the ringleader down in the southern part, portions of the New England state. Anyway, yeah, it was a good day. I spent most of it on the beach, on a beautiful lake, and did a little boating, and had a few adult beverages, and did what was necessary to decompress and relax. We will be back home tomorrow, unfortunately. Have to go back for the final, so she'll be back to school on Monday and Tuesday for half a day, and be promoted to a senior in high school. So that's a good thing, and good for her. Very proud of her. She's done well this year. And, yep, sitting here in front of the 34-footer, 34-foot fifth wheel with all the fixings. And a nice big site, big enough to put up the dive hole. So hopefully the sinkhole is where it needs to be. And by the way, you're at 35 over S9 out here in Freedom, New Hampshire, which is about 15 miles south of North Conway. All good. Enjoyed it. Campfire's got rolling right now. Burning up all the garbage and a lot of festive folks around me. So back to you, KB2IXT, which.
Yeah, Freedom, New Hampshire, great name. By the way, yeah, that guy that you're talking about, he was vehemently denying that he's involved in any of the jamming. Well, guess what? You vehemently denied on the air in the court of popular opinion. You know what? You're not convincing anyone. Your arguments are unconvincing. Oh, you're not involved. You know, the same guy that encouraged people to jam me and specifically jam the Marconi net. No, you're not. You have no involvement whatsoever, no. No, you just encourage people to jam. You don't actually jam yourself. Okay. Yeah, we get it. Sure. Here's somebody looking for, and Philip, I guess, had this earlier. He's looking for a CW filter for his TS-520. It's a CW crystal filter model YG3395C. So if anybody has parts and accessories for the Kenwood 520, specifically the CW filter, for a decent price, please contact Philip. He's interested in purchasing that. His email address is n1okm@hotmail.com. n1okm@hotmail.com. Okay. Thanks very much, Scott. So it sounds like you had a nice weekend up there, and it's just it's only half over. You've got all day tomorrow to enjoy too. And there was a 10-meter opening. It started around 11 o'clock, and it went all day long. And I was having a lot of fun making some contacts after I got some chores done here. You know, living at home, of course, you have chores to do for elderly people that you're taking care of. Okay. Now let me send it around here to some of the other stations. Let's go back to Tom over there in Ottawa, Ohio. NAPCO with the Marconi net, KB2IXT.
KB2IXT, NAPCO.
Word to Jim there. Sorry about the mess there. Knocking the dust out. But I'm glad the station there sounded better down there. Like I said, I don't know if we got rain coming tomorrow, but since our fair is starting Tuesday and it's coming Tuesday, it always rains at least 1 or 2 days on the fair. It's a 99.99% probability, so sometime during the sleep, I guess, we're going to get some more of that wet. I know some of the farmers here, just before we got that line of thunderstorms in here, they were still putting out planting around here. They're low and behind. And that's the way it's because we're having a wet year here, a wet summer. So with that there, Fred, I'm going to hand it back to you and the Finette. Everybody's sounding great. KB2IXD and ATCO in the group.
Yeah, very good. And somebody was asking about the Marconi net. You know, what is it? Well, the Marconi net is stimulating talk. Were you here with us when we had my friend on the air from the Dayton Hamvention? Lee Orff, KG4ULP, reported from the Hamvention, and he took your questions with the phone patch here. And I also want to thank all of you that have been joining us on our 160-meter get-together on Thursday nights. That's been well attended with great signals, lots of topics, and no interference. And not bad since we've only been back a couple of weeks on that band. That was something that we started a long time ago here. You're talking about rain and unsettled weather. I don't want to hear that. You know, I'm looking for a nice day tomorrow. And, you know, folks are looking for some good weather, too. Anyway, I want to mention to you that we came up with some antenna ideas for 160 for those of you that are having some trouble getting on that band. And I try to add some more things to the link section, more amateur-related, amateur radio-related stuff. And you're free to add as well because it's a member's site. This is on the Yahoo group site. There is plenty of things. There are plenty of things on there. For example, information about radio direction finding and the Adcock antenna. 75-meter antennas such as a portable Nivis antenna, as well as phased verticals. DX spotting websites, beverage receiving antennas. I added something there for you. And something called a double extended ZEP antenna. People have asked about that, so we added that. All right? All there for you on www.yahoo.com, Yahoo Groups, Marconi-net. Additional check-ins tonight for the Marconi net, KB2IXT. All right, nothing heard. We're going to go back to Chester, West Virginia, KB8MNU. So what's been going on in your world? Tell us where Mike's been, too. MCI, we haven't heard him.
KB2IXT, KB8MNU. I haven't heard him either, but, you know, it's been pretty difficult here. And you know what I'm talking about here in the last couple of weeks that I've been trying to get in. And, you know, the moron idiots there, they kind of trying to put a damper on things, but they're not doing it tonight. I mean, I heard some things earlier that there was no effect at all, but things are going good here. I have to get the swimming pool ready. The pump is running. Got the chemicals in, and tomorrow we're going to lift the cover off and hopefully get some more in the pool there. Everything is going great here. No complaints of anything that I can think about there. And Tom, again, I'll say a great signal. That amplifier and the combination you got with your PS2000 and that FB, I think the 220 that you worked on there, a great sounding station. You can go on forever now and not have to touch a thing here. Just a great sounding station here. And Fred, I'm here at all stations, really good tonight. And, you know, it just feels good to have fun on the radio, sit there out here and relax. Earlier, I went to my grandson's graduation party down at the local VFW, a couple hundred people there. He did good. He did real good. And, you know, it's been a really good day here. Looking for a good day tomorrow here. We're supposed to have some great sunshine and, you know, some nice, decent weather. So hopefully we'll be swimming tomorrow. Well, I'll turn it back to you and the great station on this one. I mean, that KB2XP is a big group, KB8MU.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, I hope to hear Mike back on here. Sometimes the signal is a little light, but, you know, band's been good, so maybe we'll be able to hear him. You know, I was talking about antennas in the last transmission. Got a homebrew antenna guru, K1YYY, K1YYY. Email him and mention that you know KB2IXT. He's built several effective and low-cost antennas, such as a variable length of vertical, a starfish loop antenna, and a two-element hex quad. So, again, that's all in here on the site. All right, it's time for Alan. And, Alan, it's your comments here, and you can also go direct with Scott, who is camping. KB1HSA, this is KB2IXT.
KB2IXT, KB1HSA returning. And good evening, Scott. You're making me jealous up there hanging out by the beach. Definitely, I was looking forward to hearing you there this evening, see how you're going to make it down. Out of New Hampshire, so that's real good. Just curious if I might go direct just for a moment there, Fred, with Scott. Just take me a moment. I got a question, Scott. Do you have GPS with you right now?
I do have a GPS in the truck. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. If you have a pen or a paper or a pencil or something with you?
I do.
Good. Super deal. Write this down. 71.53/54 minutes west. I'll repeat that. 71.53/54 minutes west. That's your longitude. Your latitude is 43.25, 1 minute north. See what's up?
Copy that. Yep, got that.
Yeah, okay, very good. Now, I just, I'll tell you what that's all about here momentarily. I just double checking some stuff here. I'm gonna let some cats out of the bag. And Fred, if I may, excuse me a moment here. I just did some fine tuning while we were talking there before. I had something I wanted to tell you about there rather quickly. I don't want to hold it too long, but anyway, 73 Fred 50 18 West 42 36 56 North. That's your exact location. UFO.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, okay, very good. Do I have it?
Yeah, it's all yours, KB2XT.
Okay. Anyway, I took some of the equipment and brought it into the shack to incorporate it into the track scope. There's six of them here, as you're aware, just curious, as Scott was talking, I activated that uplink to the satellite, and the satellite gave me his exact location. Just curious how accurate it is right now. It's usually within a tenth of a mile or so, the most. It's pretty good stuff. This government really took their time working with this stuff, and it works real well. Excuse me. Just for the heck of it, I was working with some other stations there earlier this evening and got all that in there, too, so that works out real well. Anyway, Scott, you sound great, bud. You really do. Sound excellent down here. I hope you're enjoying yourself, which I'm sure you are. And, you know, you sound great. Sound really good. Anyway, I just wanted to double-check that with Scott and see if I've got him on the money, because I'm working the second satellite right now. And I want to make sure, because that one's relatively new. It's been tuned about three or four times. It was off by about a quarter mile, but I believe I've got it narrowed down to about a tenth right now. So with that, I'll turn this back over to Net Control, and when Scott gets a chance, he can check on those coordinates and see how accurate they are. KB2IXT, KB1HSA.
Okay. All right, Marconi radio net on 75 meters, working hard to be your favorite radio net here. And then Thursday nights we're not here. We're down on 160. Did the swap and shop. Mentioned a few things from QRZ. Rather eclectic mix of things. Some late model gear. Hopefully that was helpful. Eric, over to you. K9LGE. This is KB2IXT. Maybe we can get some pictures of that homebrew vertical. Go ahead. GE. This is KB2IXT with the stations of the Marconi net. Well, it's working well for you, and again, the key with that is the radials, but also that it's pretty close to a full-size antenna, and you've built a capacity top hat. So I like to see what you come up with. That's good. Okay, John, over to you. W1WKP, KB2IXT.
Yeah, but Freddy's a hurricane.
Nothing heard from John. We'll send it right back to NAPCO.
KB2IXT. I don't know if I missed them there. My ex-wife came up and she was really cool with that. So give her a kiss goodnight and that. Talk to her a minute. So if I missed something, I'm sorry there. But Eric is still from I'm reading him these 5x9 to 5x10. And everybody else's signal strength is still holding up there. That's good. This late in the evening, almost coming toward morning soon. But that's really good. Top hat, vertical. Oh boy. I know that's pretty thing and for the it's a pain. I tried a few things in there and I kind of give up on it for a little bit until I understand what's going on with it. It's kind of a mess because they redone their site there. But I can't even see how many sessions I would be at. So says it's still under construction. So we'll have to wait and see how they get the bird book out. And old Jim's still in there. I thought I heard him a little bit ago there, and still sounds good up here. Like I said, I hope we get those rains and just real short things to get out of here. But the way it's going now, we're going to have corn probably about 10-foot tall around here by the time it's ripened. We've been waiting here, and it does get up there. And the farmers don't like it when there's that sense of salt. It's rough on the equipment. So with that here, Ted, we'll hand it back to you in the Fire Marconi West, KB2RXT, and APCO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Sounds of the taste of summer, you know, some good corn. Yeah, it's been a very, very rainy couple of weeks, there's no question about it, and couldn't really catch a stretch of some nice weather, but this weekend was it. This rivaled what we had over Memorial Day. Okay, Philip, over to you, N1OKM, this is KB2IXT and the Marconi Net.
KB2RXT, this is N1OKM. Yeah, okay. A lot of good things going on. Shoot, I can't really... I don't know where to begin. Too much there. I'm just... I'm doing full scans on my computer right now because I haven't done them in a couple of weeks. I've been listening to everything. And, KB1HSA's track scopes sounds pretty interesting. I'd love to. I don't know if I can find it on the net, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about that stuff because it's kind of interesting to me. But then again, I'm interested in a lot of electronic gadgets. I guess I got all sorts of kinds of gadgets every once. For a long time, I used to collect a bunch of different gadgets here and there. And there was one other thing. Some people may not realize this too, is when KB8MMU was talking about Pawn Stars place in Las Vegas. Believe it or not, some of the thrift shops and thrift stores in your area sometimes may have ham equipment sitting right on the shelves, and they don't even know anything about it. Because I have a local thrift shop that I go to about once a week, and every once in a while I find something interesting. One time I found vacuum tubes in a container. They didn't know anything about them. They put a price of a buck each on them, and I bought them all up. And it was about 25 of them. A couple of times there I found some nice antique receivers, tube set receivers. One of them was the Zenith Transoceanic that they had sitting on the counter that they were actually running, and it ran good. So I wound up buying it. And it was for like less than what I could find on eBay. But, the filter, I do want to get a CW filter for this radio. Good price, decent price, but because sometimes, I've seen them sometimes up on eBay before I upgraded, but I never bought them because I never had the radio. But, and I've seen them go for some decent prices. But, and I think that's it. That'll be it for now. This is N1OKM.
Pawn shop in town, huh? Okay, very good. Yeah, I've seen that show. I've caught snippets of it anyway. The Transoceanic is pretty cool. There's a guy that sells a bunch of those at the Hamfest in Richmond. They use these very small tubes and low voltages, and actually, I don't know if you can still get the batteries for them. That's actually possibly a battery-powered set. And it has a loop with suction cups and some what looks like ladder line. It's a pretty neat little radio. No BFO in it, but it's fun for some casual listening. And the Skype thing as a back channel with a group setup. You would be talking on the air and using the Skype. So that's what we want to test that with you at some point to see if that
feasible with everybody else. You know? And I got to get a boom mic. I got to get a headset and a boom mic for the laptop to do that with you. Hey, by the way, you're up to, again, you got a good solid signal here, 20 over S9, so it's all perfect here. This is the Marconi Radio Net on 75 meters, KB2IXT. Now back over to Steve, KA2, electric X-ray beam.
He's gone.
Appears to be gone, yeah. He does appear to be gone. How about Pierre, VE2RWG? Does a mobile station. I guess he's also gone. Okay, Scott, back to you.
Okay. Bravo 2, India X-ray Tango. Net control for the finest airway. Bar none. And those dirt bags and go jump back into their bag of dirt. But I mean dirt. But Dallas, I'm here. I'm on a Kenwood.
You'd be happy about that.
I'm running a Kenwood. A 450 SAT with a four-letter word antenna. And I'm getting out, damn it. My feed point's up about 30 feet, so I'm working. Processor is off, sort of. That's not necessary. There's amplification in the mic. But, glad to hear you, my friend. And I will be, I'm ready for the 940 anytime. So we want to get that together.
We're talking about a meeting.
We're talking about a meeting of the Marconi Net officers sometime soon. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, so I'd like you to be there. And I want to be there too.
I will. And you can bring my radio when you come and get that done.
So I think we need to get all this stuff done in the next couple of weeks. And then we're going to talk about amplifiers and everything else. Getting the Marconi Net regulars, they're going to get me. We're going to figure that out. We're going to get that done so we can drown out those low-life piece of crap scum that comes out here early on in the evening, plays games. You're working on the good stuff. Oh, by the way, that fix was perfect. I think you're off by about 60 feet, so that, I just want to let you know that. So you're right on money there. So it's just a matter of time, and using all of our resources to handle it from all angles, particularly the scumbags in the southern part of the